Hierdie inset word aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.
Filippine Morkel op Koffiedייט.
2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 and 10. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong." Good morning, good morning, good morning on this wonderful worship Wednesday. Hoe gaan dit met almal? Ja, ek was net gou vinnig in Engeland. Nou is ek weer terug in Suid-Afrika en nou praat ek weer bietjie Afrikaans. Hoe gaan dit met een en elkeen vanoggend op hierdie lieflike oggend? Is dit nie 'n bemoedigende skrif nie? My grace is sufficient for you. Vanoggend het ons in die genade, in sy genade opgestaan en ons kan getuig dat hier is ons nog, ons haal asem. Die Here dra ons deur. Nou ja, vir almal wat vanoggend daar lekker met 'n koppie koffie sit of 'n koppie tee of wat ook al, ek groet julle in die wonderlike naam van Koning Jesus. Dis so wonderlik om net weer eens te weet dat hierdie dag het die Here vir ons gemaak en ons sal bly wees en ons sal juig daaroor. Ons gaan nie toelaat dat die vyand vir ons beroof van hierdie onuitspreeklike blydskap wat die Here in ons geplaas het nie. Ons dit laat my dink aan daardie skrif. Dit is in Spreuke waar dit praat van die Spreuke 31 vrou, dan sê dit she can laugh at days to come. Nou vir oggend wil ek hê jy moet net lekker lag en geniet net alles wat vandag hier sal uitkom en sê vir daardie vyand, luister, jy's onder my voete en dis waar jy gaan bly. Nou ja, my gas vanoggend, hy sit al lekker, hy's lekker tuis daar voor by ontvangs as Warren Hendricks. En Warren het 'n baie diep story om met ons te deel. En ek weet dat elke luisteraar gaan vandag werklik waar bemoedig word met dit wat Warren met ons gaan deel. Want dit is nou weer 'n getuienis op 'n ander manier wat jy vandag gaan na luister. So, om vir u in die regte stemming te plaas, kom ons luister na Warren se lied vandag vir die eerste keer hier op Koffiedייט wat hy self geskryf het, Now More Than Ever. Mag hierdie lied vir julle 'n groot seën wees. Ek is nou weer terug. Dis jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Goeiemôre weer eens. Lekker om vandag weer saam met julle ingeskakel te kan wees en ons het geluister na die pragtige lied gesing deur Warren Hendricks. Hy sit hier oor kan my. Hy's bekend as Warren Wicks Hendricks op Facebook. Maar wat 'n wonderlike voorreg, wat 'n pragtige lied om die oggend mee te begin. Now More Than Ever. En ja, ons is ook nou live daar op Facebook, so gaan groet ons gerus, gaan sê vir ons hallo al die dierbares, al die koffiedייters, gaan groet daar vir ons. Ek gaan net so 'n klein bietjie agtergrond gee omtrent my gas. His name is Warren Hendricks, born and raised in Atlantis. He's a dedicated 36-year-old husband and a father of 3 boys. He's a passionate marketer and music producer and an inspiring individual living with MS. Multiple sclerosis. With a story that resonates with resilience and hope, Warren has turned his MS journey into a powerful narrative of strength and advocacy. Amen, amen. Oh ja, daar het jy so 'n bietjie agtergrond omtrent Warren. Ons gaan so tussen Suid-Afrika en Engeland beweeg. Ons gaan dan so 'n bietjie Afrikaans praat en dan vir ons so ja. Bietjie Engels. O, dis die man sit hier met 'n pragtige smile wat sommer die hele ateljee oplig. Nou ja, môre aan een en elkeen. Wie is in die huis? Sê vir ons goeiemôre en is net lekker om vandag weer saam met julle ingeskakel te kan wees hier op 'n koffiedייט. Nou ja, dis vir my net so wonderlik om te weet, soos ek vanoggend gesê het, dat ons kan nog opstaan in die genade van die Here. His grace is really sufficient for us. And Somebody that can really testify about God's grace is my guest today in studio, Warren Hendricks. Warren, kom ons klop aan. En ons welkom vir Warren vandag. Warren, wow, a warm welcome to you. And what a privilege to have you with us this morning.
Good morning, Philippine. Thank you so much for having me this morning. And good morning to all the listeners, everyone watching and
Amen.
Listening.
Amen.
It is such a delight
yes.
and such a privilege to be here this morning.
Wow, 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 wow. Yes, we already had such a lovely time together when we were still off the air. But now we're going to have a blessed time.
Yes.
Warren, I'm going to start immediately. You know, you said something about your early life before you were diagnosed with MS. Please share
yes.
that early life with us.
Oh my goodness, that was the wakes in Warren Wakes Hendricks. My wife always jokes because that was a totally different person. I won't say at the core,
yes,
but with regards to abilities, it was a lively person. You know,
yes.
Die hele vibe, daar waar ek is, daar is die party, so. And, so. You know, it, a person with a lot of ambition, a lot of drive, a lot of goal, I always used to say, as daar een iets is wat weggehaal kan word, dan is het slaap. But ek het gevoel slaap is unproductive in it, you know, it's just a waste of time. And yeah. nou mis ek slaap. But nou kan ek glad nie slaap en die slaap raak. So I'm longing for sleep, you know.
Wow. Ja, gaste vandag gesels Warren Wakes Hendricks. met ons 'n bietjie vandag oor die early life. Is daar nog
yes.
iets wat jy anything else you'd like to share about the early life?
I've always loved people. I've always loved music. I've always been involved in music and outreach, which, you know, is at my core. I think growing up, I used to see my grandmother do it. I used to see my mother do it.
Yes.
And as a young boy, we started, you know, outreach work in the community. And I think that I always say that your ministry starts at home.
Yes.
So I'm, you know, if you can minister at home, then you are, I believe, qualified to go out and
oh,
minister.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I hear you.
Yeah,
I hear
if
you.
If my kids and my wife don't see me as a blessing, I can't expect someone else outside to see me as a blessing. You
that
know,
is so true.
It's challenging,
yeah.
but that is what I believe, and that is that is you know, part of my early life.
Yes.
You know, there's a huge portion that I can share, but that was, you know, just like a little snippet of how my early life was.
Wow.
I grew up with my mother, two sisters, in a single parent home.
Yes.
I remember. I was in grade 11, standard 9 nog daai tyd.
And then 9 jaar, so mens raak confused nou met die grades.
Yes. Then I told myself, I will never allow my children to grow up. Ek het nog nie kinders gehad of gedink aan kinders, whatever.
Yes, yes.
But I remember telling myself, I will never allow my children to grow up without a present father.
Wow.
And, you know, my mother, she's a strong, hardworking woman. Sy werk al van, ek dink 17 jaar oud, tough. You know, she's still busy working. So that is where a lot of my resilience and a lot of my drive, faithfulness and commitment comes from.
Wow.
Is seeing those things.
Sure.
You know.
That is awesome.
Staan op met my ma 5 o'clock om vir a bus stop toe te vat om
hey,
te gaan werk.
Hey,
yes,
ne?
Things,
sure.
things like that.
Wow.
That is you know.
You also, but you also shared with me about the passion you have for outreaches
yes.
and music.
Yes.
Please share with the listeners.
Yes. So me and a friend of mine, we used to, you know, gather clothes and then we take it to people who need it.
Yeah.
We used to arrange outreaches where you can, you know, vra die auntie om 'n pot van dit te maak en vetkoek te maak.
Vetkoeke.
Yes. So that's how we started our outreach in Atlantis, you know, doing certain programs throughout the year.
Mm.
And then God blessed us with this musical talent.
Wow.
And we used that also to create the platform to raise funds so that we can do the ministry.
Awesome.
And a lot of my early events also, I had the lovely PM ministering at a few of my events.
Yes, yes.
So
I remember.
Yes.
Wow, especially the last one. Eh?
Yeah. So that was, like I said, music and outreach has always been.
Awesome.
And just the passion for people has always been at my core. I love people.
Yes.
I believe that our greatest and most valuable resource is a relationship. If you have good relationship,
that is so true,
a good relationship opens doors for you.
Amazing.
And it puts you on platforms
Amazing.
Where you cannot go yourself, but because of a good relationship.
Wow.
You know, I think...
And without love, I mean,
yes,
we know we...
The word encourages us.
Yes.
It's through our love for one another
Amen.
That they will
Amen.
See that we are His children.
Amen. Amen. Luister, ons gaan net gou 'n vinnige breekie vat en ons nou weer terug en ons gaan luister na Israel Houghton en New Breed en hulle gaan vir ons sing To Worship You, I Live. Die tyd 21 minute oor 9. Ons is nou weer terug.
Koffiedייט op Kaapse Kansel.
En die kerels kook vanoggend hier op koffie tyd. Ons het 'n goeie afskop gehad. Hy koffie was baie ekstra sterk gemaak en ons het al so lekker gesels ek en my gas. En nou sien ek wag, hier's klomp boodskapies. Warren, wat ek tog darm moet deurgee, maar voor dit wil ek net sê ons het geluister na die pragtige lied gesing deur Israel Houghton and the New Breed To Worship You I Love. Wow. Net om daai woorde dra soveel krag hoor.
Yes,
I love to worship. Worship is a lifestyle en weet jy wat? Ek dink ons gaan daar hang daar. Ons gaan 'n bietjie oor daai
want
is mos daar een van jou gunsteling.
Yes.
Maar kom laat ek gou net aandag skenk hier aan ons luisteraars. En ons gaat hulle moes doen nie met my laggie Warren. Kom ons kyk gou wat hulle vir ons vandag. Okay, eers staan die beurt. Kom ons luister.
Koffietyd. Dis tyd vir koffietyd. Dis 9:00 die môre. Lady PM opgewonde. Koffietyd. Skakel in by koffietyd en roer jou geloofslepel. Ons almal roer saam, ons geloofslepels. Roer, jou geloofslepel. Ons almal roer saam, ons geloofslepel. Koffietyd. Dis tyd vir koffietyd. Dis 9:00 in die môre en die Boeing gaan ons styg. Kom roer saam.
Ek ken daai stem,
Nou hoor da. Hy sê nie ek sien daai hand nie. Hy sê ek ken daai
stem.
Nou wie se stem is daai?
Ricardo
Bonet is in the house.
Yes.
Nou ja. Hy het nie eens gewonder nie, Ricardo. Hy het net geweet dit is Ricardo, né? So dit's iets uniek omtrent daai stem.
Ja, hy stem staan uit, ja.
Ricardo Bonet wat vir ons daai koffiedייט liedjie geskryf het. Ag, jene, Ricardo, jy is daarom so 'n groot blessing vir ons. Dankie dat jy ingeskakel is en Warren sê ook hallo Ricardo. Nadia sê morning lady PM Nadia en my Evelyn is in die huis. Dis mos die Regulus en luister as hy so 'n pragtige koppie gestuur. Sjoe. Jene, Nadia, as hy koppie dan nou hier die screen kon gekom, dan daar was hy koppie, hy beker was dol leeg geweest. Dankie Nadia en my Evelyn, julle is so getrou. Nou op hulle hakke volg Tinka. Tinka's in die huis. Daar uit die pragtige Robertson, sy sê, uitsa, dis weer 'n lekker woensdagoggend om saam te kuier, waar die gees welkom en teenwoordig is. Môre en hallo ons eie lady, ons gas Warren, wie die wonderlike gees se teenwoordigheid besing. Beautiful blessed song to listen to as we bask Amen. In the presence of the Lord. Môre Ricardo, ons geloofslepel roeder, ook môre aan elke koffieduiter. Nou ja, Warren, so ken ons al, hulle gesels so oor en weer met mekaar. But now we have someone there who's on Facebook, laat ek gou sien wat, nee, dis nog nie die ene kie nie, laat ons gou kyk wie is hy. So, Wesley Christopher Mack, he's on Facebook.
Yes, I know.
And he says this about you, the most talented Warren Wakes Hendricks.
Wow. Thanks, Wes.
thank you, Wesley, that you are tuned in. He's live daar op Facebook. So luister, ons gaan besoek ons gerus daar op ons Facebookblad, Kaapse Kansel. En jy kan lekker met ons gesels. Shai Shai is ook in die huis. Sy sê goeiemôre, Lady PM en gas in die ateljee en al die mooi koffieduiters. Shai is nou in die huis. Nou ja, sy het ons vir ons so gebles verlede week met haar pragtige lied. Victory is mine, en sy sê sy is in die huis, want sy wil in die hoekie gaan staan nie, Warren. Want dis wat ek met hulle doen. As hulle wegbly, dan moet hulle in die hoekie gaan staan. Warren, jy ken mos hy story, ne? Nou ja, Shanay Stone, al die pad van Stellenbosch is ook in die huis. Morning, Shanay, lekker om vir jou daar. Yes, hy kom al die pad from the United States of Stellenbosch. Kom, Shanay, welcome. En dan groet Ricardo amtelik. Hy sê, Môre Lady P en Warren, wow, what a beautiful song sung by Warren. He's such a tremendous blessing. Looking forward to a powerful, impactful program. Môre tinka, tinka, tinka en al die koffie. Nou so gesels hulle, soos ek jou gesê het. Ja, Ricardo, ek stem saam. Ons gaan daardie sy liedere nog sommer baie, baie speel. Baie. Hy het ons gebless. En dan sê Tamarin Hendricks ons is hier. Ek gee hom gou 'n kans om iets te sê.
That is my everything. Listen, I'm telling you. Die eerste keer toe ek haar sien, toe dink ek, jassie. Kind of means is that so mooi means
wow.
In die wereld.
Oh wow.
And say is an absolute blessing.
Ach, Jana, dis so prachtig.
Die het gemaak vir my, I promise you.
Dis so prachtig, yes. Weet jy, ek is die gas, ek is die house, ek mag nie heil nie.
Ja, nou, sê, sy is a baie, baie sterk mens.
Wow, Tamarin, there you go. Sy sê, Warren het die mooiste smile. Oh. Ek stem saam. Tamarin, so nice to have you here. I mean, on Facebook.
Yeah. We miss you.
It would have been nice to have you here. Yeah. That is what I actually wanted to say, but yeah. Mm. Thank you for this beautiful person that you are and for your heart.
Yes.
And just for loving your husband the way you do. Wow. Nou daar is het nou, alles is nou, ons het nou lekker saamgesels. Mm. Nou gaat ek eerst vir my gas nou weer een kans gee om met ons te gesels. Wow. Nou ja, Warren, jy het gepraat, ons het gepraat van so baie dinge nou. Mm. But there's something that happened in 2021.
Yes.
And I would like you to share with the listeners. I would just like you to flow now and journey with us and.
Yeah, okay, so in 2021, ek staan op een oggend en ek borsel my tande en ek voel my die regte kant van my mond is dood. Is die lammie, it's no, you know, my gesig hang nie, is net dood. Sure. Ek dink toe, okay, you know, miskien is dit stress. miskien is dit die, ons was nog in COVID, so miskien is dit die angstigheid van, you know, ons allemaal weet wat gebeur het tyd. En ek sê vir my vrou en ons dink, okay, kom ons gee dit maar die 2 weke. Ek moes my altyd gesê, if you have symptoms for, you know, longer than 2 weeks or something, then you must go in. En 2 weke verby en toe sê die rechterkant van my hele lyf dood.
Yes.
Ek het die mobility verloor, rarig, maar dit was net dood. Ons gaan toe na die dokter toe, die dokter, hy kan nie fout kry nie, maar hy sê, hy kan nie die namnis, kan hy nie ignoreer. En hy immediately boek vir my een appointment met een neurologist, by die neurologist kom, hy doen een paar toetse, en so wat 10 minute, en hy sê, okay, hy vermoed dat het multiple sclerosis is. Hy verduidelik eers vir my en vir Tamarin van iets van 'n 5th nerve en hoe dit werk en met die toetse wat hy gesien het, kan hy sien dat, you know, die nerve is geïmpact en ek moes toe gaan vir 'n lumbopuncture en 'n MRI en dat het die diagnosis confirm dat ek multiple sclerosis het. Dit was my eerste keer wat ek hoor die woorde multiple sclerosis en ek kyk vir Tammy en Tammy, sy's a baie resourceful deeglike vrou. Sy sy's baie intelligent. En ek kyk vir haar en op haar gesig, dit lyk vir my asof sy weet wat dit is en ek dink toe, okay, ek gaan maar later vir haar vra as ons nou ry. En toe ons nou ry, nou sê sy, sy het gelees af van, ek dink die vorige week, maar sy weet nie eintlik wat dit is. En hoe meer research ons doen, hoe meer sien ons, okay, dit is wat dit is. En by die tyd, toe begin die regte kant van my gesig spasm, en die joint pains wat ek het, raak toe nou al hoe erger, en, you know, dit gaan net nie weg. En toe as die results kry, sê die dokter, dat ek sit nog met MS vir meer as 10 jaar, en ek dink toe terug, en ek kan actually, ons sê vir mekaar, okay, so now things are starting to make sense. My brain fog, ek, enige een wat saam op school was, sal kan getuig, ek was slim, ek was een van hy slim mense, maar hier in die tyd, nou lees ek iets, en niks wat ek lees wil in my kop ingaan nie, of ek en Tamarin sal gesprek het, en dan sal ek iets aanhaal wat hier is, sin maak, so I've had episodes of brain, or periods of brain fog, en die moegheid kon ek nie verstaan nie, en die pyn kon ek nie verstaan nie. Dit was so, so erg dat ek gevoel het, my skouer is uit lid uit.
Wow.
En die dokter het vir my gesê, nee, dat is nou voor die diagnose. Die dokter het gesê, nou, dat is niks fout met my skouer. Maar toe beginne maak dinge nou sin. Ek het vir al die jare, was MS besig om te groei in my lichaam, en ek het dit nie geweet. En die diagnose het net alles laat sin maak. En dit wat vir my moes clarity gee, het onmiddellik 'n groot vee op my geplaas. Want nou lees ek daarvan en ek sien nou, okay, hoe dit ander mense affekteer en hoe dit vir my gaan affekteer, en die ding is progressive en is incurable. So, you know, daar sê ek jou nie, dit word erger, you know, as time progresses. Hoe gaan dit vir my affekteer? Ek moes my werk, moes ek los, want ek kon nie verder gaan om te werk die tyd nie. En dit was in die jaar toe ek my vrou sê, baby, by the end of this year, van ons het gerend, en by the end of this year, we are going to buy our house. This is my plan. En daar moes ek my werk los. En immediately het MS my life gealter.
Ja.
I could feel myself, the wakes, I could feel the wakes the slowly, wakes. You know,
sure.
Dissipating and going away, but
yes, you can speak in English, it's fine.
and but I didn't know what it was, and MS just confirmed, okay, this is what it is, and this is what's causing it. Sure. And the anxiousness immediately came over me. I've had mood swings also that I couldn't understand because ek is die lekker mens. Nothing is, niks has niks, is ooit foutie. Nothing is wrong. Alles is lekker.
Yeah.
Alles is alright.
Yes.
As it is alright, is ek gaan het alright maak, you know. But then there were moments when, why am I reacting this way? Why am I thinking these thoughts? Why am I feeling like this? Min te weet that it was multiple sclerosis. And it's a rare disease. And ek het altyd gevoel, hoe kom dit goed is met my gebeur?
Yeah. Like,
the one in a million, dan is ek one, you know. You know, this can happen to 0.1% of men.
Yeah.
Because MS, my ethnicity is, you know, verkeerd, want is meer in Caucasian. My gender is verkeerd, want is meer in females, but I must now be that minority, you know, and it's moeilik vir my, dit het vir my 'n paar jaar gevat. Ek kan het eerlik sê, still up to today, just because it's progressive, I'm always afraid of, what is the next symptom going to be?
Yes.
And while I'm trying to sort things out, you know, I have 3 boys, 16, 8 jaar oud, en 5 jaar oud. And it's boys, and I'm raising healthy, reliable, trustworthy, hardworking men.
Yeah.
You know, I want them to. They all are such brilliant leaders already at their young age. And I'm looking at how MS is affecting me, and I'm thinking about how this is affecting my boys, how it's affecting my wife. You know, ek is die man van die huis. Ek moet provide. Ek moet dit doen. I must protect. You know, I need to sort out things. You know, and a lot of what I'm supposed to do gaan nou na my vrou toe. And she's not supposed to, you know. And Lord, why are you putting me in this position? And may die because MS is a rare disease and a chronic autoimmune disease. It's an expensive disease.
Yeah.
And the bills pile up, medical bills pile up.
Yeah.
Now I'm conflicted with, you know, I need to look after my health because I want to be there for as long as I can to look after my family. But I also need to look after my family. I need to sort this out.
Yeah,
so
of course.
There's always a fight. And there are so many reasons and so many things and aspects of MS itself that changes your life and that causes so much anxiousness.
Yeah.
And that can cause a huge amount of depression in your life. And that is no, I'm not even yet speaking about the church, because when early in my diagnosis, to obviously, understandably so, and I really appreciate it, but then everyone immediately started questioning, okay, now why am I having this? Because mense wat my ken, een vriend het vir my gesê, maar Warren, sy het nie daai gedoen nie, en sy het die daai gedoen.
Yeah.
Sy, you know, to ons daai gedoen het, het sy die reg,
yeah,
you know,
die
stuff like that.
Gedoen.
And they couldn't understand. And people, you know, everyone prayed for my healing. And everyone wanted just this MS to go away. And I had to get to a point, because a few months before my diagnosis, I wrote a song that says, take my desires, Lord, and give me yours. Let your will be done, Lord. You know, and ek dink, okay, maybe this is the will of the Lord. Not for me to be defeated or sick, but for me to have an experience that will not only change my life, or that will not only alter my life, but that will be an example and an encouragement to someone else. And that was difficult to accept because I have a wife.
Yes,
I have children.
Ek
het 'n ma wat ek ook nog wil na kyk, you know. En ek kry die emails, you know. Ek kry die
SMS. Alles kom na jou toe.
And it was difficult to accept, but I love the Lord.
Amen.
I love the Lord, and I know that, you know, ek weet, and the examples in the Bible, the Abrams and the Davids, they portray to us how our feelings, you know, how God's will overrides our feelings. And I'm happy that I chose, and that I choose every day.
Wow.
God's will over my feelings.
Amen.
Not easy, but, you know.
Wow. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back. And let's listen to this nice, beautiful Afrikaans song that says, Ek het jy nodig. FLRM featuring Freddie Wessels. Sing dit vir ons, en dan is ons nou weer terug. Die tyd, 43 minute voor 10.
Lady P is in die huis. Welkom by Koffiedייט, saam met Philippine Morkel, hier op Kaapse Kansel, 729 AM.
Ja, ons is in die huis, en wie is nog saam met ons in die huis, in die koffiehuis vandag, waar die Here soveel mooi dinge na vore bring. Hy bly maar net dieselfde elke dag, hy verander nooit. En ons het geluister na die pragtige lied gesing deur FLAM, featuring Freddie Pretorius. Wow, ek het u nodig. En sjo, hoeveel kere het ons al so uitgeroep na die Here en het gesê, Here, ek kan nie nou, ek het nou al alles probeer. Maar nou moet ek terugkom. Nou moet ek terugkom en sê, ek het u nodig.
Yes.
Ek het u nodig. Ons is so afhanklik van die Here. Ek hoop julle het die lied saam met ons geniet deur FLAM featuring Jesse Pretorius. Ek het u nodig. En dis wonderlik om vandag vir Warren Hendricks hier vandag in die ateljee te hê. En ek gaan vir Warren net die vryheid gee om te vloei. Ek gaan nie baie vrae vra nie. Ek gaan hom net elke keer net die voorreg gee. So welkom, welkom weer eens by een en elkeen wie ingeskakel is daar op Facebook, daar op WhatsApp, die WhatsApp lyn 0817291657 as jy daar met ons wil gesels. Die mense wat nou skynbaar die radio altyd gebruik, ons is nou tans nie daar op die radio nie, maar jy kan gerus ons app gaan aflaai, die Kaapse Kansel app, en dan kan jy lekker luister na ons, en dan ook kan jy vir ons kry op kaapsekansel.co.za, en nog te meer kan jy vir ons live, ons is nou live op Facebook, so gaan besoek ons gerus daar en gesels lekker saam met ons. Dankie vir elkeen wie nou al so lekker met ons saam gesels het, en wat 'n wonderlike voorreg om vandag net weer eens te kan getuig van die goedheid van die Here. Warren, en jy is so, you are a living testimony of what God is doing in your life. So I just want to give you the liberty just to share with the listeners again about your journey. Welcome once again.
Again, thank you so much for having me. I don't take moments and opportunities like this, like these, I don't take it for granted.
Amen.
Because I know it just takes one person to say the one thing that can change your life, or that can encourage you, or the one thing that can just give you that extra strength to hold on.
Amen.
Ek dink nou aan die song, ek het die nodig hier. Ek het a paar weke terug, toe sê ek vir die Here, toe man Here, toe bid ek. Want toe sê ek op die punt waar ek kan nie sê asseblief, nou vat het my terug, toe ons so klein was, as vir iemand sê, toe man, okay, like now you really need them, you know, to and it gets very hard to say, to man, Here,
yes, you know,
because we, as much as we trust in the Lord, I love to be honest, and I can only speak about my own life.
Yes.
But as much as I have faith and I trust, I do find myself in those moments where I feel defeated and where I feel like, I've nothing more to hold on to, or I have no more energy or strength to be able to hold on. And that is why I love the scripture that you read earlier on, because it is in our weakness that His strength is made perfect.
Amen.
And if it wasn't for the Lord, I don't know how I would have been able to get through this journey.
Sure.
We spoke earlier about multiple sclerosis being the invisible illness, because I look fine.
Yeah.
But you can't see the joint pains that I'm sitting with. You might be able to see the fatigue in my eyes. But you can't always see it. You can't see the brain fog. You can't see the moments where, as I'm speaking, and my mind doesn't want to, you know, work any further. How do I move on?
Yes.
People can't see the effects of MS inside of my body, and so they call it the invisible illness, and people will look at you and say, oh, you're doing great today, maybe because I'm not walking with a stick like sometimes I have to, but in that moment, okay, maybe my leg is not spasming that much today or in that moment, you know.
Sure.
I want to say it's easy to hide it, but you're not really hiding it.
No.
It's hard to see it. And that has taught me, when I look at someone, I don't just, you know, ik vat nie net wat ek sien nie. I like to then have, let's talk.
Yes.
Let's hear, okay, where are you really at? My vrou maak altyd jokes van my, because I can't have small talk. ek fumble as ek small talk moet hê. I need to speak about something, yes, you know. Yes. So sy sal altyd vir my lag as ek nou in 'n moment is van small talk, want sy weet, okay, daar gaan nou niks uit my mond uitkom nie. Is net 'n
yes.
Because I can't small talk, but it has taught me to never judge people or never make a conclusion of someone's life based on what they are portraying, based on what they are displaying.
Yes.
But to always try to find a deeper understanding and to know that all of us can relate to pain. Mm. Our pain might not be the same, but we can relate to pain. Sure. All of us can relate to love. Our love may not be the same, but we know what love feels like. We know what happiness, we know what disappointment feels like. So I cannot act as if you are a person that has never been disappointed in my life. People always tell me, yo, Warren, as dit is wat sy deurgaan, dan is my ding klein. But then I tell them, no, it's not small. Mm. If it is life-altering to you, it's a huge thing. If something that you are going through makes you feel like you cannot go on, it's not small. How can it be small?
It's not small.
It's not small. But even in that, we still have the grace, the sufficient grace of God. Because when we can't, then His grace comes and picks us up. Myself and my wife, I think it was this morning, or it might have been last night. It might also have been last week. I don't know. But we spoke about how God's divine grace just steps in and He will just provide. And He will just provide us with whatever we need. Praise, if you need strength, He will give you that strength. If you need relief, He will give you that relief. Sommige van ons soek net relief van die Here af. You know, you don't want, you know, ons bid al, Here, moenie die ding weghaal nie, but just give me relief so that I can get strength to fight this thing or to carry on. There's a lot of people that sitting with chronic illnesses that alters their life. And it's terrible, a terrible thing to go through. But if we have that someone who can understand, okay, this is how this thing is affecting my life, and I can't hide it, please understand. So that is what MS has taught me also, to know that what I see is not always the truth. I need to have a conversation with someone.
Sure. Wow, luisteraars, ek gaan hom net so 'n breekie gee en dan lees ek gou net die boodskappe hier wat but what you said made so much sense. I can't just get past that, but I'm going to get back to it again. Dinka Jones said, thank you for this beautiful testimony of your faith in God's faithfulness despite the difficult circumstances. Yes, this is the God who you love, the God of Abram who believed in God. Romans 4 verse 20. No unbelief or distrust made Abram waver concerning the promises of God. But he grew stronger by faith as he gave praise and glory to God.
Wow,
that is so powerful, Tinka. And sy sê ook in dieselfde asem, sy's nou op Facebook, sy's alweer daar op WhatsApp, en sy sê, ek bid vir Warren.
Oh, thank you so much.
Baie, baie dankie, Tinka. Baie, baie dankie. And Tamarin says, thank you for being wise. Let's give grace to everyone we meet and see. There's no your baby, so shame was fine.
Your eye.
So let's take a break and we'll be back right now. We're going to listen to the song Uhungu Wangu, sung by Selby Williams featuring Masha. And we will be right back.
Philippine Morkel op Koffiedate.
Dis Johan Sling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel en dis die program Koffiedate met jou dienende gasvrou Lady PM. En ek sien net hoe lekker sit hulle daar, Warren, en hulle drink daai koppies koffie. En van hulle wat nou nie, ek sê altyd, as jy nou nie koffie drink nie, as jy nou sap drink of jy drink tee of wat ook al, drink dit maar met 'n koffie gedagte.
Yes.
So ons het pas geluister na die pragtige lied gesing deur Selby Williams featuring Masha Uhunguwanzu. Ek hoop ek spel dit reg. Ek pronounce dit reg, maar nou ja, dis 'n pragtige, pragtige lied en ons is net vanoggend weer so opgelig deur. Ek het net geweet dit gaan 'n besondere oggend wees, Warren. elke keer is daar net iets anders wat na vore kom, mm. wanneer Heilige Gees instap.
Yes.
En hier deel jy so baie interessante, jy deel van verskillende pyne, maar as een pyn aan die uiteinde van die dag. And you shared something with me about, you know, the different traumas that we go through, but it all leads to one thing. And I just wanted to share with the listeners what you shared with me about, you know, how it affects people in different ways, but how it affects the body as well.
Mm.
So ons ding, ons is gesond, ons het nou nie, kom ek maak 'n voorbeeld, I don't have MS, I don't have cancer or anything like that. So ek kan maar worry, ek kan maar heel, ek kan maar aangaan. Die stres kan my maar vat, maar ek is mos verder alright, but it's not the case.
Ja. Yes, my psychologist het vir my geleer dat every traumatic experience that you go through, it goes to sit in your body. No matter how big or small the trauma is. For some it may be an emotional trauma, for others it's disappointment. For others it's distress.
Oh.
For others it is financial stress.
Yes.
You know, but those are kinds of trauma that we experience that actually literally affects your physical body.
Yeah.
And you know, sometimes or a lot of us don't know that. I didn't know that at the time that that she told me that. And it explains that, okay, dis hoekom ek so moeg is, dis hoekom my lyf so seer is, dis hoekom ek so baie kop seer het.
Sure.
And you know us, everything is always fine. We don't want to deal with things. We don't want to speak about things. We don't want to address things, because that is now going to force me to change my habits, the habits that I've grown so close to, the habits that is now, this is just who I am. And sometimes God calls us to a place where we need to change our habits so that he can prepare us for our breakthrough and so that he can help us with the stressful or this painful or this horrible or terrible thing that we are going through. And it takes a lot of courage. It is not an easy road. It is not an easy thing to have to implement change or to have to implement life-changing habits or get rid of certain habits that you've grown so comfortable with over the years.
Sure.
But sometimes we have to do that in order for us to get rid of certain stresses in our lives. You know, a lot of times we find ourselves in a situation that our habits led us to that situation.
Sure.
You know. And then we ask God, okay, Lord, take this thing away from us. Okay, so he does it the first time, but then our habits again takes us to that thing. And then we experience that trauma over and over, and we don't really deal with it because we don't want to change that habit.
Yay.
And then we feel it in our bodies.
Yes.
And, you know, it's important for us to I'm on this, or I'm at a point in my journey where I now have to align myself. Die woord van die Here sê dat he is the vine and we are the branches, and we need to be connected to him. So we need to be aligned with him so that we can bear fruit.
Yes.
And I'm at that point where I now want to be aligned with God and connected with God.
Amen.
So that I can bear fruit. A lot of us are already bearing fruit, and God is now in the process of pruning us.
Yay.
And I also want to encourage someone that this pruning process is not, pruning is not punishment. The word of God says the vine dresser prunes the vine so that prunes the branches so that it can bear more fruit.
Yes.
So let's take this pruning process also as a preparation.
Beautiful.
So for some of
us,
we need to change our habits.
Uh-huh.
And for some of us, we need to just accept this pruning, not as a punishment, but as a preparation to bear more fruit.
As tough as it might be. And sometimes we don't want to go through that process. No. We wanted to stop right now. Ons soek instant coffee, daai soort solutions.
Yeah.
Het moet vinnig, want ek kan nie meer nie. But Wow, thank you for sharing that with us. My guest vanoggend hier op Coffee Date is Warren Hendricks and he's just sharing his journey and it is such an amazing journey, although challenging. But what he shares with us, really, it's so encouraging, Warren, dat jy nog vandag hier kan kom en die boldness kan hê om te kom praat en vir ander te kan bemoedig. And that is what I like. It's like a selfless act. It's not selfish. Het gaan nie net hier vandag oor Warren nie, het gaan nie oor ek nie. Yeah. But dit gaan oor om vir ander 'n bemoediging te wees. Yes. And that is what really stands out for me with regards to this interview. It's really, it stands out for me. Ek gaan nie net oor myself nie. I'm going further than that. I'm reaching out to others. Nou ja, luisteraars, baie dankie vir al die boodskappe wat julle deurstuur en so. En ek gee hom net so klein bietjie kans om asem te skep en dan gaan ek hom nou weer laat praat. Maar baie dankie aan almal se boodskappe. U kan gerus vir ons gaan besoek daar op die WhatsApp lyn 0817291657. Gaan besoek ons gerus ook daar op ons Kaapse Kansel blad, op Facebook page, Cape Pulpit. En dan kan julle lekker vir ons sien hoe ons is live daar. En dan is ons ook op Instagram en ons SMS-lyn is 37988. Ons webtuiste kaapsekansel.co.za. Dankie aan almal wat so lekker saam met ons gesels, wat saam met ons vanoggend 'n koffie drink. En ek dink vandag leer ek so baie en ek dink elke luisteraar wat ingeskakel is, kyk na hulle liggame op 'n ander manier. Now they focusing on what you shared with us, Warren, about even stress and those things that can cause, we think we're okay.
Yeah.
And I don't have that, and I don't have that disease, but still, all these stress and all the goed, it can cause other things, and wow.
Yes.
Ja, nee, ek leer vandag, Warren. I'm learning. Amen. I'm learning a lot. And you know, God just knew about this time,
yes,
this Kairos moment that you had to come in and share with us. So if there's anything else, if you feel you're ready, yeah, you can just continue and just bless our listeners.
I think it's important for us to look after the temple. Our bodies are the temple of God.
So
it's
true.
Important for us to be healthy as children of God.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
We overlook that. You know, that we need to be also, we need to also be healthy and look after our bodies. Especially if you want to say, soos ek nou, ek is 'n man, I want to provide for my children, I want to be there for them for as long as I want to. So do I love them that much to look after myself?
Sure.
Do you love your children that much to look after your body? Do you love your spouse that much?
Sure.
Not that you would die for them, but would you look after your body for them? You know?
Wow, that is awesome.
Would you be healthy for your spouse?
Wow.
Would you be healthy for your children? You know, the ambitions that God gives us sometimes requires our bodies to go extra mile.
Yes,
know, and it's important for us to look after our bodies. Like I said earlier on, ek het nie geslaap. That was not looking after my body. You know, that was not looking after my body. And now I have to take a tablet to sleep, because if I don't, then I won't be able to sleep, and then it's going to affect my mind. It's going to affect it's going to worsen the pain in my body and all of that.
Wow.
So it's important for us as people in general to look after our bodies and to be healthy.
Yes.
I'm also at a point with multiple sclerosis where I've come to realize how important it is to have the right people in your circle. How important it is to have people that really cares for you.
Yes.
Nie mense wat elke dag met jou praat nie, nie mense wat elke dag met jou kan chokie. People that loves you to the point where they can do things for you.
Awesome.
I teach my family, my wife and my children, that if someone comes to us, so before we pray, let's see what we can do. if someone comes to me and says, oh, I need food to eat tonight, let me see if I have food, mm-hmm. and then I will give you the food, and then we will pray.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us, we take prayer as an escape.
Yeah.
So, okay, moenie waar nie gaan vir jou bid. Okay, so I'm going to pray for you, so I don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Ek bid vir jou. But then God sent that person to us, you know, God equipped us so that we can help that person.
Amen.
And that's always our thing. So we are going to see what can we do.
Yes.
You know, God takes us through experiences, not to tell someone, don't worry, you'll get out of it, but to tell someone, I've been there, this is what you need to do. Come.
Amen. Sure.
Come, let me take you by the hand.
Wow.
And especially in the kingdom, we sometimes take prayer and we misuse prayer and the presence of the Lord,
yeah.
where God has already equipped us
sure.
to be able to be there for someone, to yes. be able to help someone.
Mm.
The reason why I'm going through MS is when someone else comes to me and says, Warren, I'm sitting with suicidal thoughts, then I'm not going to say, don't worry, I'm going to pray for you. Come,
yes,
let me pray for
yes,
you. I'm going
yes.
to say, come, let's go see a psychiatrist. Here is a number.
Wow.
Let's go see this person.
Wow.
I've been there, and I have been admitted to Frieder Kloof Clinic for a few days because I had to be there so that I can deal with these thoughts. You know, if someone would have told me, don't worry, I'm gonna pray for you. Prayer is powerful.
Mm.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Mm.
But there's an action. With prayer, we have faith.
Yes.
But there's an action that needs to complete
Come
that
on.
Process.
Yes.
And sometimes God equips us to enable us to complete that process for someone.
Wow. I'm going to give you another break. I'm just going to read
you.
A few messages. Tamarin Hendricks, she says, physical resilience.
Wow.
And Evangelist Chandra Dowries is also in the house. Ooh, dis lekker besig hier op Facebook. I love it. He says, blessings, Minister Philippine and Warren. And then he says, let me just check the message. When God bless us, it's always to be a blessing to others.
Amen.
And he says, this is so powerful. And he also adds that faith without works
yes,
is dead.
Amen.
Wow, dis nou een man wat ek weer wil terugbring koffiedate toe, want hy bring altyd sulke wonderlike boodskappe, and it's all about the kingdom of God.
Yes.
So it's nice to have you with us, Evangelist Chandra, and your beautiful wife is also chatting to us. Is lekker man, mens voel sommer. Is he alone in the
yes.
studio? Does, like you spoke about the support structure.
Yes.
So it's happening here. It's happening here on Coffee Date. And ek is excited om die volgende lied te speel. I'm very excited to play the next song for the first time here on Coffee Date. Het ek nog 'n verrassingkie vir julle. Warren Hendricks het die prachtige lied geskryf, My Direction.
Amen.
En ek dink hy gaan na dit vir ons so 'n bietjie deel oor ook ons gaan nog oor sy musiek ook praat. But wow, it's just an amazing journey, Warren. And and I'm going to say this again, that I can see this. You, it's not just about you. You are really out there. Your heart is in the right place. You want to help others. That is your that is your desire. You just want to reach out to others. Maar kom ons luister gou na hierdie pragtige lied My Direction, gesing deur Warren Hendricks, en hier kom dit.
Koffiedייט op Kaapse Kansel.
Ja, dis reg, ons is nog steeds hier op Koffiedייט en op jou gunsteling radiostasie Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Vir die wat so pas ingeskakel het, 'n hartlike goeiemôre, en my gas vandag hier op Coffee Date is Warren Hendricks, en ons het so pas geluister na die pragtige lied My Direction, geskryf, written and produced by my guest, and wow, what a blessed song. It bless ons regtig met jou boodskappe. deur musiek, op wat 'n manier ook al. So ja, dit was 'n pragtige lied en ek wil nou op hierdie stadium, wil ek nou Warren se kontak besonderhede deurstuur en Warren gaan vir ons meer sê op watter manier julle met hom moet kontak maak. So hier is die nommer, dis 071-606-7146. Ek herhaal 071-606-7146. Gaan besoek hom ook gerus daar op Facebook onder Warren Wakes Hendricks. En Warren, kan jy aan die luisteraars meedeel, hoe kan hulle, met op watter manier moet hulle met jou kontak maak?
Die beste manier sal wees via WhatsApp. Die rede daarvoor is, so ek experience sensory overload.
Yes.
So dis, ek tel altyd calls op.
Ah, yes, of course.
Ek hou nie daarvan om te lang op 'n phone call te wees. So as iemand vir my 'n WhatsApp boodskap stuur, dan is dit meer manageable vir my.
Yes.
As ek 'n boodskap kry, dan reply ek onmiddellik. My vrou weet ook al, you know, if I get a message, don't read the message yet.
Yes.
Let's wait till I'm ready to respond or ready to reply. Oh. So die beste manier om in contact te, met, om contact te maak met my is via WhatsApp. So stuur vir my 'n
boodskap.
'n boodskap of stuur vir my 'n voice note.
Yes, a voice note.
Ja.
Wow, so daai het julle dit luisteraars. Warren is dogter gewillig om na julle boodskappe te luister of as julle boodskappe ook uittik sal hy dit lees. Ja. Maar moet hom nie bel nie, moet hom nie bel nie. So baie, baie dankie Warren dat jy dit met ons gedeel het. Ek gaan nog so een keer die nommer deurgee. 071-606-7146. Ja, maar ek gaan dit herhaal. 071-606-7146.
Ja.
En nooi gerus vir Warren om sy story met julle te kan deel. Story van hoop. And jo, it just reminds me now that what you mentioned about being a beacon of hope. Maybe we should take it from there.
Yes.
But let me first read the messages. Hier's 'n paar boodskappe wat deurgekom het. Tinka Jones sê, "Thank you for the wisdom you are sharing to look after our bodies and the circle of our friends and what real caring is, not only prayer."
Mm.
Wow, she says, "You have a true, passionate heart of understanding the love and grace of Jesus."
Wow,
Tinka. Jy is regtig so 'n groot blessing vir ons hier op Koffiedייט. En dan Pastor Ryan Nietling. Hy was ook 'n Koffiedייט gas. Hy's daar by ons gemeente by Kingdom of God Ministries International. Hy en Evangelist Chandre. Hy sê goeiemôre minister Filippine en Warren. Hulle is almal daar live op Facebook. Ons gesels lekker saam. Hulle sê groete minister Filippine en Warren. 'n ware getuie red lewens. Mag hierdie bemoediging iemand se lewe radikaal
Jesus,
verander. Amen. Baie, baie dankie. Wow. Ek is bly dat julle so lekker ingeskakel is. Pastor Ryan, ek waardeer dit. En ja, selfs hier op so 'n program. You need a support structure.
Yes.
Né? Ryan, ek meen Ryan. Ryan Nietling. Op so. Even, selfs dit help 'n mens.
Yes.
Jy weet, dit moedig jou net aan as mense sulke pragtige bemoedigende boodskappe stuur, Warren, stem jy saam met
my? Nee, definitief, yes. It just lets you know that it's not in vain and you're not doing it for nothing.
Wow, and I support is so goed. But now coming back, let's first speak about your songs.
Okay.
We've got two of your songs and I'm about to download more of your songs. So just tell us about the two songs that we were playing. Now More Than Ever. Let's start with that song.
Yes. Now More Than Ever is a song. I think I wrote the song in 2016 or 2015.
Sure.
The first line of the song says, "Let your presence fill this place." And this place speaks about His temple, which is our bodies, our minds, our hearts. So asking God for His presence to fill our lives so that we, you know, cannot only be a blessing to others, but so that we can remain in His will.
Amen.
And I think in that stage of my life is how I felt like I need Him now more than ever. I needed God in that moment. I think throughout our lives, as ek nou met mense praat, ek is baie bevoorregd om, ek is so versigtig om hulle vriende te noem, want hulle is in hulle 70s.
The wise.
Ouer as my ma.
The wise.
But they call me their friend.
That is so
and,
sweet.
And they call me their son, and I'm privileged to spend time with these people because I realize that there are moments in our throughout our lives where we feel like we need God now more than ever. And that to me is just an amazing example of how God draws us closer to Him. Not because He wants us to go through difficult situations, but like I said earlier, He's pruning us to prepare us to bear more fruit. So every time during that pruning season, we need Him there, you know, to just gentle with us.
Sure.
To just guide us through that season. And I think it's a timeless message because I've needed God then now more than ever. Today, I feel like I need Him now more than ever.
Well, how did you, what was that you mentioned? Tuman, or what did you say?
Tuman.
Tuman. Tuman.
Tuman. Tuman.
Tuman. Wow.
So it's a timeless message that, you know, we will always, we cannot move without the Lord. We cannot, that's why the other song, My Direction, where you go, I'll go. So wherever God leads me, is the vow I made to Him. So if He's leading me on this path of MS, I'm gonna take it. He's the vine dresser. He can see.
Sure.
He sees my potential before I can even begin to comprehend it, because He created me. He knew me before I was formed. Before I was knit together in my mother's womb, He knew me. So it is, like I say, it's not easy. For some reason, people get frustrated when you speak about the trust of the Lord or faith in the Lord, because they are expecting it to be easy. Okay, I have faith in the Lord, so now things will happen. It doesn't work like that. God takes us through a process. And the Word of God speaks about these things.
Yes.
The Word of God speaks about enduring the process so that our character can be bulk,
amen.
So that the end of that portion says, so that we may be complete, not lacking anything.
Amen.
There is a process that we always need to go through, and we frustrate ourselves because, like you said earlier, we want that
instant.
We want, Lord, now. But that's not always
that
the case. That's not always the case. What gives me assurance, or what gives me comfort, is knowing that God doesn't disappoint.
Amen.
Ek huil my oor uit, but ek weet die Here gaan nie vir my disappoint.
Yes.
He's not going to disappoint us. Like Job knew.
Hey.
He
what a character. What a phenomenal character.
But still, he knew that God is not going to disappoint.
Amen. Amen. Luisteraars, sure. Ek dink ons neem vandag so baie in en ons leer vandag so baie, and I just love it is just so encouraging, and we're hearing about the process again. Ons het baie al gepraat oor die proses, and that is how our faith is also being sharpened and tested.
Yes.
That ons word daar daai tyd getoets ook, hoe hanteer ons dit? Do we want the quick fixes, or are we going to wait on the Lord and just rest in Him? Nou, hier het 'n baie, baie spesiale persoon 'n boodskap gestuur, Warren. And her name is Shirley Hendricks.
Hallo, mommy.
Oh. She says, thank you, Warren, for availing yourself to be a blessing and inspiration to so many by sharing your testimony. I'm overwhelmed. Love you, my son.
Ay, no. Hy is my eie ma.
Ek weet nie of ek nou die tissues moet nader bring.
Hey, it's fine. Ek sal my hier in my binneste.
In your binneste.
Yes,
very sweet of you, Shirley. Thank you that you are also tuned in today. Do you know a Calvin Moody?
Yes.
Well, he's on WhatsApp, and he's for himself aangekondig. Calvin Moody,
yes,
ek is hier.
That's my biological father.
Wow.
He's all the way in Plettenberg Bay, Grantshoek.
So he's listening all the way. Yes. He's listening from, wow, welcome. Was it Ooskaapse mense ook hier? Welcome, Calvin. Calvin is on WhatsApp, and so nice to have you with us. And thank you, Mommy Shirley, for your beautiful message. Ja, luisteraars, ek gesels so tussenin, net so vir my, ons is mos, julle weet mos hoe ons dit doen, ons verstaan en ons gee ons gaste so 'n bietjie van 'n breek, dat hy so 'n bietjie watertjies kan drink en net asem kan skep, but wow. What a beautiful story thus far. It is such a selfless story. Het gaan nie oor ek nie. I mean, and I'm sure you don't like to be pitied by people, Warren.
No.
Yeah, because that is what I picked up in the spirit. Moet nie vir my jammer kry nie. Ek kyk verder, ek kyk dieper, ek wil kyk wat ek vir deur dit wat ek deur gaan vir my medemens kan doen.
Yes.
And that is so sweet of you, so thoughtful. And hy, Tammy, terug Tammy sê, ons eie mama Schultz. I like that. Ek ook maar sê, mama Schultz.
Yeah.
I love it.
Sy het my ma afgevat, ek hou van hulle relationship, want ek is altyd verkeerd. Sy kan niks verkeerd doen nie.
Okay.
Ja, sy kan niks verkeerd doen. So I love it, you know, but it's a bietjie unfair, maar okay.
Oh, wow. So yeah, then, Warren shared about the two songs that he wrote and produced, and I know that you've produced for many people.
Yeah.
I think of Bernice. I was there at the launch. What a beautiful CD. Ek speel altyd haar songs ook, and
True Worship.
That is the True Worship.
Yes.
And we said we're going to speak about True Worship.
Mm.
So what can you share with us about? That is one of my favorite topics.
Yes.
So ek gaan luister.
Yeah, for me, worship is so much more than the music.
Uh-huh.
Because some people are not worshippers, they are just merely singers.
Yes.
If your life cannot speak about it, then you know, you cannot call yourself a worshipper. If you cannot be in a reverence of God throughout your life, in every aspect of your life, then you are not a worshipper, then you are a singer. You know, ushers can be worshippers.
Yes.
People who you meet on a daily basis who have no rank or no position in a church, they can be worshippers. And I'm teaching my sons to worship the Lord by teaching them how to live according to God's instruction and how to live according to the way that God wants us to live, because that is true worship.
Yes.
Also, trusting in the Lord is an act of worship.
Come on.
Trusting that, you know, He won't disappoint you.
Amen.
Trusting that He
Amen.
Is with you. That is a true act of worship, because you are putting all your faith in Him. And the Word of God says that without faith, it is impossible to please the Lord.
Sure.
And when you worship someone, you want to please them. You know. So we have faith in the Lord and
Amen.
Trust in the Lord. That
Amen.
Is for me a true act of worship.
Amen. Okay, luisteraars, daar het julle dit gehoor, en ons gaan nou weer luister na 'n pragtige lied gesing deur Chanel Joseph. Dan is ons nou weer terug. Chanel sing die pragtige lied vir ons, Staan Vas. Die tyd 33 minute voor 11. Kan jy dit glo? Okay, geniet die lied saam met ons hier op Coffee Date.
Coffee Date met Philippine Morkel.
Sjoe, luisteraars, ons het geluister na die pragtige lied Staan Vas, gesing deur Chanel Joseph, en dis moeilik om stil te sit as 'n mens hierdie wil opstaan en die Here die eer en die lof gee. Staan Vas, gesing deur Chanel Joseph, en ek hoop julle dit saam met ons geniet. Ons is amper besig om na die einde toe te gaan, maar jene man, ek het vir Warren gesê, Warren, nee, jy en Tammy moet hierdie keer, julle moet saamkom.
Yes.
Wow, hulle is so 'n model, 'n rolmodel paar, sal ek sê, vir so baie jong mense. And I just sense in my spirit that there are many young people looking up to you. Many young people looking up to you, and ek dink julle gaan nog seker baie uit om ander jong mense ook te inspireer en so aan
jong dames wat wil trou of jong mans wat wil trou en net vir hulle bietjie advies wil gee en so aan. so ek is in die call.
Yes.
Maar nou ja, ek wil my gas Warren Hendricks net weer 'n kans gee om met ons te gesels en I know that there are still so many things that you'd like to encourage our listeners. So just feel free, Warren. Welcome once again.
Oh, thank you once again. I appreciate the interaction.
Yes.
Appreciate the engagement also from everyone online.
Thank you, listeners.
I feel very strongly that someone needs to hear that God is actually a compassionate God.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
He is sovereign. He's mighty. He's all powerful, but he's also compassionate. That is why when he takes us through a process, there's always a promise after that process. It's never just, you know, just a process.
Yes.
Just to om te kyk waar jy uitdang. You know, kyk waar hoe jy uit. It's not something like that. God is compassionate and he loves you.
Amen.
He loves us. He loves us so much that he prunes us so that we can bear fruit. So that we can be more productive, so that we can do more.
Yes.
And I just really felt strongly in my spirit that someone needs to hear that God is a compassionate God. It is an experience that myself and my wife also had to come to a conclusion about. This is actually who God is.
Mm.
He loves us.
Yeah.
And he... It takes us through this process, not for nothing. It takes us through this process because there's a greater purpose. There's a purpose that is greater than us.
Mm.
And I thank God for his compassion.
Amen.
And I want you to know that God is compassionate.
Wow. Luisteraars, ja, ek dink dat ons, soos ek gesê het, vandag gaan ons huis toe en ons gaan dit nie net hier los nie. Ons het baie ingeneem en I pray that as we also just read the word of God that we will also apply his word. Daar is so baie mense daar buitekant wat vir ons nodig het. And I liked what you said about being a beacon of hope as well. So ons moet uitgaan en ons moet regtig waar mense gaan bemoedig daar buitekant en net laat ons net ons lig moet skyn in 'n donker wêreld daar buite. En like I said, it needs to be a selfless action that we are taking.
Yes.
Ons sit onsself eenkant.
Yeah.
Despite the pain, despite the hurt, whatever we are going through.
Amen.
Kom ons sit net ons challenges wat dit ook al is. Kom ons sit dit net eenkant en ons vertrou net die Here.
Amen.
Om ons harte oop te maak en meer te vul met liefde.
Yes.
Vir die mens daar buitekant. En dit moet regtig waar opregte liefde wees.
Ja, baie keer dan stuur die Here mense ons pad. So he sends people our way. A lot of times we delay the work of God because we want to plan an event.
Ja.
Of ons wil 500 mense hierso hê of whatever. But sometimes God sends you one person that can influence 500 people. And because we are so focused on our plan to have this event or our plan to have this thing happen, we don't see that God brings us all the people that we need to influence or that he, all the lives that he needs to change. He sends it by sending one person.
Amen.
So that's why it's a lifestyle. If the worship is a lifestyle, then you will say whatever the Lord says to that one person and not wait, you know, to be in front of the 500.
Absolutely.
So sometimes God sends us that one person. For me, it's very important for me because I learned it in the beginning of our marriage. Ek was 'n kerkman, you know, you know, elke dag. Elke dag, but to the detriment of my family. Where, you know, wag, baby, ons kan nie nou praat oor die nie.
Ons
kyk nou, ons church board meeting. I need to go now.
Yes.
You know, ons kan praat as ek terugkom en dan kom ek terug. And then, you know, we never spoke about it. So I had to learn as a husband, early in our marriage, I had to learn that I need to look after my house. I need to look after my family.
Oh,
I need
yes,
to look after my marriage. I need to look after my kids. I need to start my ministry with them.
That's where it starts. Wow.
And if I can start with them, when God sends someone, it comes naturally to be that beacon for that one person.
Yeah.
So whether God puts me in front of, sends one person or puts me in front of 500 people, it is the same because it is a lifestyle for me.
Wow.
You know, it is something that I do, that I strive to do every single day. I mean, a mens kan dik raak van mense wat by jou deur kom klop of van mense wat vir jou, you know, amaka na jou toe kom. But then I think, but I do the same to other people.
Yeah, yes.
You know,
yo.
Nie fisies klop ek aan ander mense se deure, but I reach out to other people many times because as that one person needs help from me, in the same way, I need help from a lot of other people.
That is so true.
So I do the same. So I cannot look past it. I cannot ignore that God is sending one of his angels to my door.
Exactly.
It's not coincidence that I meet someone along the road, you know, at the barber shop, wherever. God sends sometimes people our way.
Wow.
And then we need to be the beacon for that one person.
Amen.
In order for that one person
Power.
Who has the influence over 500. Also, in my events that I used to have, I always said, like, I never look at numbers. Yes, numbers are important because ons het geld uitgegee and whatever. But when we speak about God's kingdom, then those numbers are not important.
Yes.
Because if I have a husband, then I have a household. If the husband is there, then the household will be influenced.
Yes, yes.
If the
yes.
pastor is there, then the church will be influenced.
Absolutely.
You know?
Sure.
So I try to be consistent. Not as an act of force, but just as an intentional act of worship.
Amen. Amen.
Die woord intentional is for my baie belangrik. Because it means that this is what I choose and this is where I'm going to put my efforts.
Yeah.
I always say I'm an intentional husband and I'm an intentional father. If there are things that I need to change about myself in the role where I am, I need to choose that every
yes,
time.
Yes. Wow. Okay, just a short break, and we're not going to take a break. I'm just giving my guests a short break because we are about to conclude this wonderful service. That's how I like to call it. So your wife is back again, and she says, last week someone said it's okay. Take the long route to get to your destination because in that is the molding and your preparation. We are the salt of the earth. I will take the long route, with all its challenges, so that I will be complete and lacking nothing.
That is no my baby.
Hey.
Yes.
Dis 'n vrou wat ek sê vir julle, sy's gesout en sy's gesout in die woord en die Here het vir haar wysheid gegee.
Yes.
Lots of wisdom.
And discernment,
and that is why we're going to invite them to come back this time as a couple. And they are going to we're just going to go deeper, Warren.
Amen.
So luisteraars, ons voor ons groet, wil ek tog net vir Warren weer eens vra, if there's anything else that you would like, especially I'm not selfish when I say this, but if you can perhaps just encourage someone listening this morning who might have a family member who might have a child, or the listener itself may be going through a difficult time, especially with MS. It's a reality, and how to deal with it. Just a last encouragement before we greet you.
Yes. For those who live with a chronic illness or an autoimmune disease or anything, any situation that has altered your life or impacted your life, you know, a lot of encouragement and a lot of thought goes to those people, but not to the ones caring for those people.
Hey.
Not a lot of encouragement and thought, and not a lot of word goes to, or acknowledgement goes to the people caring for those people. And I want to thank the people.
Wow.
Like my
awesome.
Wife, I want to thank the carers of people. You are in a household where there's someone that can do nothing for themselves, and you have to do everything for that person. I want to acknowledge you this morning, and I want to thank you for your resilience.
Mm.
I want to thank you for your diligence. I want to thank you for your strength, because ek het net al vir minister PM gesê ek is baie moeilik. ek dink my ma en my vrou en miskien my susters hulle sal kan attest to that.
Yes.
Ek is nie 'n maklike mens om te lewe nie, but I want to thank you for being there for someone.
Amen.
And that is a huge selfless act.
Wow.
So I want to acknowledge those people and encourage them to not give up on those people, on the people that you are caring for.
Amen. Sjoe, luister, as ons het aan die einde gekom van 'n bonatuurlike oggend saam met Warren Hendricks, and I'm at a loss for words now, because it was really so powerful that we could, each and everyone can learn from this. And I know that there is still much more that you would like to come and share with us. So I need to invite you again. And Muni Warren, I'll break so tussen and so on. But you've been a great inspiration.
Thank you so much.
To the nation out there. Amen. You've inspired me as well. And the prayer of my heart is that God will give you the desire of your heart to reach out to more people, even globally.
Yes,
even globally.
Jesus name.
So may God just take you on this journey, and know that you are not alone. And I like that you even thought of the people who takes care of people going through different situations. I like that. So may God richly bless you, Warren.
Thank you so much. It was such
a privilege to have had you here with us.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, that was rare for
me. Thank you. It was amazing, really.
I'm so glad that you felt at home here.
I did.
I'm so glad. Also, we will go to the extreme. Also, jou lekker laat lag en alles, and we will just go to the extreme to make our guests feel comfortable. But we thank God. We give God all the glory, because He gives us the wisdom.
Amen.
All the glory belongs to Him. So thank you, Tamarin, for Tamarin het heel te deur geluister. Thanks to your mommy Shirley, to your dad Calvin Moody, en almal wat vandag vir Warren ondersteun het. Ons gaan hulle definitief terug hê, en dat hierdie keer gaan Tamarin saamkom.
Yes.
So dit tyd vir my geword om te groet, maar baie dankie luisterers dat julle weer almal so getrou ingeskakel het, en onthou aan om daardie geloofslepel te roer, soos Ricardo ook sing van die geloofslepel wat ons te alle tye moet roer. And let us step out in faith. And let our faith really carries us further. Let us, what is the word that I want to use now? Yes, as you by my ouderdom kom, Warren, dan moet jy nou weer ding, wat wil ek nou gesê? Let's activate our faith.
Yes.
Nee? So Warren, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Sisters, ons wil nie tot sien sê nie, maar ons moet, maar ek sal hierdie dag, vir my is dit regtig waar 'n historiese dag, waar Warren so 'n groot bemoediging vir elkeen van ons is. Daar sit daar buitekant is 'n man wat op 'n reistoel sit, but he's still willing to minister to others, to encourage others. Daar's iemand wat kanker het, maar daardie persoon is nog steeds bereid om vir my en te bemoedig. Laat dit vir ons ook 'n eye-opener wees. En Pastor Ryan Netling sluit af vir ons met blessings multiply.
Yes,
thank you, thank Jesus you, name. Thank you. We receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor Ryan. So, ek gaan uitspeel met 'n lied gesing deur Filippine. Sy gaan vir ons die lied sing, Move Mountains.
Mm.
And may you have a blessed day further. En volgende week is ons weer terug met gebedsversoeke, en Warren sê goodbye, en ek sê ook nou totsiens. Ons luister na Move Mountain, gesing deur Filippine. God bless you.
Hierdie inset was aan jou gebring met die komplimente van Radio Kaapse Kansel 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.capepulpit.co.za.